In Washington, the Senate Intelligence Committee is questioning General Michael Hayden. He's President Bush's nominee to run the CIA. Hayden was head of the National Security Agency until last year. He oversaw the NSA's controversial domestic surveillance program. In opening remarks, Committee Chair Pat Roberts defended that program.
I am a strong supporter of the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, and civil liberties. But you have no civil liberties if you are dead.
Joining us now is NPR's Larry Abramson. He's been covering the hearings. And Larry, have we learned anything new about General Hayden and this program?
Well, we've learned a lot more about General Hayden. I don't think we've learned very much more about how the program worked. There's been sort of a dance going on because members of the committee were fully briefed on this program only yesterday. So many of them actually know more now in their own minds than they can say publicly. And I think they've sort of been tempting General Hayden, trying to get him to confirm recent reports about the size of the program, but he hasn't bit, as it were. He's been very cautious about what he says. He's really only confirming what the president has already confirmed, which is that it's limited to al-Qaeda members and international phone calls, but he hasn't really commented on recent allegations in USA Today that the agency is collecting millions of phone records from average Americans. But we have learned that General Hayden really was the architect of this program. He was asked, what else can you do? And he came up with this idea, and it was reinforced today how much he was deeply involved, both in the program and with what he says were the civil liberties checklist that he came up with, that is supposed to have ensured and still is supposed to ensure that average Americans, that innocent people aren't surveilled, that just al-Qaeda members are.
And he defended the program's legality, I understand?
Yes, he did. And, you know, he said that he was reassured by the general counsel and the NSA. He really had no doubts about that, that they were all persuaded by the same arguments the Department of Justice has used, which is that the president has, under Article 2 of the Constitution, the authority to do this kind of eavesdropping in order to protect national security.
Well, what else are senators asking him?
Well, as you know, there's a lot of tension in the intelligence community between the defense aspects of intelligence and between the civilian aspects. General Hayden has played down that tension. He said, you know, we can sort of work this out. He's played down tensions that he has reportedly had with Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld. And he's basically said that we are going to work out all of these things, that he wants to reinforce the CIA's role as the center of human intelligence throughout the intelligence community. He also talked a little bit about the mistakes made in the intelligence community regarding the war in Iraq. Said we did take too much for granted regarding weapons of mass destruction there. And basically, we can't do that again.
And what kind of impression do you think he's making on the senators?
Well, the impression he makes on me is that he's kind of a technocrat, which is, you know, good in a lot of ways, because that's the role that he's going to play. He also comes across as a very eager job applicant. He really clearly wants this job. He's saying the kinds of things that I would say if I was applying for a job that I really wanted. He's not combative. He's assuring the senators that he can work out the problems in this agency, which we have to remember the CIA has faced a huge amount of criticism in recent years, but he's eager to dive into an agency which has had trouble, which has been sort of demoted in its priorities, and says, you know, I can do it.
NPR's Larry Abramson covering the Hayden hearings. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.